KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have mostly clear skies. It's 8 degrees below zero in Atlantic. We look for it to be partly cloudy today with a high of 18. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex Packs. Well, the Iowa DOT reports Highway 92 between Pottawatomie County Road L43 and Interstate 29, U.S. 275, is blocked due to a crash. Travel is also not advised this morning on Highway 92 west of Trainer, I-680, I-80, I-29, west of the 80-29 split. Highway 91 from Erling to Council Bluffs. Travel not recommended on Highway 30 from Carroll to Missouri Valley, Interstate 29. Most roads in Harrison and Monona County. Highway 141 from Highway 59 to Coon Rapids. Also, travel not recommended on Highway 59 from Denison to Harlan and Highway 44 from Panora to Dallas Center. Other roads are partially covered with snow or drifted snow. Highway 6 from the Griswold Turn to I-80 is completely covered with ice, snow, and blowing snow. Highway 59 from Oakland to Shenandoah is also completely covered with snow, ice, and blowing snow. The latest road conditions can be found on the web at 511ia.org or by calling 511. We also should note that the Iowa DOT, in cooperation with the Iowa State Patrol, says Interstate 35 north of the U.S. Highway 30 interchange at Ames will likely remain closed through this morning's commute. Crews are working to reopen the roadway, which is still experiencing extensive drifting in many areas. Interstate 35 is also closed across the Minnesota border. Officials in both states are coordinating operations and the opening to ensure the safety and mobility of drivers moving in between those two states. Now, the Iowa DOT will issue a notification when I-35 is safely reopened. Once it does open, winter conditions on the roadway will still make travel difficult. So regardless of where you are, slow down and use extra caution. Many area schools have canceled classes for today, and that's primarily due to the drifting of the snow across the rural roadways. Let's start out with schools that are 2 hours late this morning. The 2 hour late starts are in store for Creston, Lenox, Orient Maxburg, and Southwest Valley. Cancellations today, no school for Atlantic, ACGC, AHS, TW, and Audubon. Classes are canceled at CAM, Charter Oak Ute, Coon Rapids Baird, Denison, East Mills, Exira EHK, Fremont Mills, and Griswold. There will also be no school today for IKM Manning, Harlan, and the Shelby County Catholic Schools. Logan Magnolia, Missouri Valley, Nottoway Valley, Panorama, Red Oak, and Riverside have canceled. No school today for Schleswig, also Trainer, Underwood, West Central Valley, West Harrison, and Woodbine. In addition, no Little Lambs Preschool in Atlantic today. Atlantic Head Start has canceled. Atlantic Jack and Jill will not hold Child Watch at the YMCA today. The Orient Maxburg field trip for today is canceled. Griswold has no activities or events. As we mentioned, they're canceled today, and the jazz band will not attend the Lewis and Clark Jazz Festival. Also, no morning classes at the YMCA today in Atlantic. You can find all those other announcements under our cancellations page at KJAN.com. Getting into the news, snow-packed roads caused trouble all over Southwest and most of Iowa, in fact, Saturday and Sunday. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office said Sunday that two non-injury accidents had occurred earlier in the day. At around 11:15 a.m., a 2002 Dodge pickup pulling a horse trailer was traveling northbound on Highway 71 when, due to the snow and ice on the road, the vehicle went out of control. The pickup and trailer skidded across the highway and entered the West Ditch, causing the pickup and trailer to jackknife. The driver of the vehicle, 84-year-old Melvin Zimmerman of Ocheleta, Oklahoma, was not injured. Damage from the crash amounted to $4,500. At around 2:10 p.m. Sunday, an accident occurred northbound on Highway 71 in Montgomery County when a 2002 Chevy pickup driven by 20-year-old Samuel Barkley of Cumberland had slowed for a vehicle turning off Highway 71 onto High Street. After the vehicle turned, Barkley began to accelerate, but he lost traction. His pickup went out of control and entered the East Ditch, where it rolled over and came to rest on its top. Again, no injuries reported. The truck is owned by Robert Barkley of Cumberland, and the sheriff's office there did not list the dollar amount of damage to the vehicle. And Sunday afternoon around 3:20 p.m., a 2005 GMC Sierra driven by Tobias Luna of Omaha was traveling east on Highway 34 in Montgomery County when the vehicle hit a patch of ice near the intersection with Avenue A. The vehicle went out of control and entered the North Ditch, where it came to rest on the driver's side. Tobias was cited for failure to have a valid driver's license. A blizzard and treacherous travel conditions, as we mentioned, struck much of the state this weekend. Snowplows were pulled from areas of northern Iowa Saturday night. And as I mentioned at the top of the newscast, the DOT closed Interstate 35 from the Ames exit all the way to the Minnesota border on Sunday morning. Rescue crews struggled to reach stranded motorists. Wright County Emergency Management Director Jim Lester said road crews in his county will set out this morning after the winds subside.
It's going to be a chore for them. Several of the roads are blown completely shut.
Hamilton County Engineer Nikki Stinn said snowplows went out at noon Sunday to help clear paths to rescue motorists, but the plows were pulled off the roads after all the rescues were completed.
It's just too much blowing and still too unsafe to really be out there trying to clear roads.
Buffalo Center seems to have had the most snow from this weekend storm, 15 inches, in fact. In our funeral announcements, Ronald DuPay, age 69 of Creston, died February 17th in Des Moines. A funeral mass for Ronald DuPay will be today at 10 o'clock at the All Saints Catholic Church in Stuart. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stuart has arrangements. Shirley Welker, age 68 of Harlan, died February 16th. A mass of Christian burial for Shirley Welker will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Jonathan Heron, age 22 of Exira, died Friday. Funeral services for Jonathan Heron will be tomorrow at 10:30 at Hockenberry Funeral Home in Atlantic. Harvey Wallace, age 86 of Fontenelle, died February 16th. Funeral services for Harvey Wallace will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Lisa Sickles, age 78 of Fontenelle, died Saturday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Lisa Sickles will be on Friday at 10:30 at Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Fontenelle. Steen Funeral Home of Fontenelle has the arrangements. Evelyn Karras, age 89 of Messina, died Thursday in Anita. Funeral services for Evelyn Karras will be held on March 2nd at 11 a.m. at the Greenfield Gospel Chapel. Steen Funeral Home of Greenfield has arrangements. And Lawrence Iltz, age 94 of Cumberland, died Thursday at CCMH. Funeral services for Lawrence Iltz will be on this Thursday at 1:30 at the Trinity Christian Church in Bridgewater. Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.